Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, when I heard what happened to my guest, when she was a guest on Daystar TV, I said, wow, I've got to have her on my television show. I've got to have her on Messianic Vision Radio. And her name is Dr. Loretta Blasingame. And Loretta, my heart's desire, I believe television was created for God's presence to be interactive. By that, I mean that the same anointing that is on the person on the TV would just go right out of the television set or right out of the radio and just land on the people, and they would have the same miracles as if perhaps you were laying hands on them. That's what TV is created for. What happened when you were a guest? I heard about it. 4 days, the anointing was still in the set after you had left.
Well, that's what the manager told me. Later, I had gone down to Daystar there in Houston, and the Lord had said to me a couple of years ago, he was going to give me a power that I never had in the ministry, and it would work just like the gift of miracles. And I had really fasted and prayed and sought God over that word. And so when I went on the set, they said I broke the record of anyone that had ever been on the set, and they got more calls. And each person that called in, they said the power of God hit their whole house. And then the manager told me, he said, after you left, the anointing and the power was in the station for 4 days.
Well, you know, Loretta, there is such a presence of God's Spirit, just as we're speaking, that words of knowledge are being activated. I don't know about you, but I'm hearing that people with pain in their neck, if they'll move their head right now, that pain is gone. Now, you operate mostly in words of knowledge for the miraculous. Is God showing you anything right now?
Well, he's showing me, you're right, because the moment you said that, I saw a canker on someone's neck, and it just fell off. And I saw the person put their hand up there to feel because they knew something was happening.
Now, I understand that getting rid of cancer is one of your specialties.
Yes, we probably have more people healed of cancer than any other disease in our ministry, because there is a special anointing on this ministry for cancer.
For those that aren't familiar with you, to be candid with you, I was not familiar with you until I started hearing about you from some mutual friends. But let's find out a bit about your background. Your brother went to a lot of trouble to see that you got saved. Is that true? Is that he fasted for 42 days?
42 days, and actually said, the Lord had called him into the ministry, and I don't know why he didn't want to preach, he said, but he thought I'd make the preacher. So he fasted 42 days, and for those days, he went to a revival center. He kept coming by our house every day asking me to go, and what I didn't know was he told God he was going to fast until I said, yes, I'd go. And I got tired of him asking every day. Every day he came by and asked, and I said, no. And on the 42nd day, I said, yes. I said, I only under one condition, I'm going tonight, so you'll never ask me or bother me anymore. Back in those days, Sid, he was going to a church, and they called it a Holy Roller Church.
Well, after 42 days, I think he was just as relieved that you said that that's it.
Yes, and so I went, and the preacher was preaching about the love of God, and so I'd never heard that before, and so I jumped up right in the middle of the sermon. I stopped the sermon and service and everything, went down and said I wanted to meet this man that loved me so much. So after that, 2 nights after I accepted the Lord, I went home. The Lord walked in my room, showed me a white Bible, and called me to preach.
Now, when you say he walked in your room, were you praying? Were you doing something spiritual or just a total surprise?
No, Sid. I was sitting on the side of the bed taking my shoes off when the Lord appeared to me.
And did he look like in a spirit form, or did he look like he was like he was really there?
He looked like he was really there, and there was just such a presence that came into my room. It just overwhelmed me. And when I looked at him, I mean, I could describe him exactly how he looked. And when he showed me that Bible, he said, "I'm calling you to preach the gospel. When you preach this gospel and this word," he said, "I'll heal people while they sit in their seats." He said, "You'll never have to touch them."
You were just 13 years old at that time. What did you think of all of this?
Lord said, just 2 days old. I didn't know anything about preaching. I didn't even know women were supposed to preach.
Well, and, you know, in reading your book, Is Anybody Up There?, you really had a tough life. It's a wonder to much is given, much is required. But with the type of life that you had, it's amazing you stayed with the Lord.
I think the key to that, people have asked me that all over the world, and I think for once I see the Lord has showed himself in the supernatural to me. And Sid, I think if people would believe God, see, I think faith brings the tangibility and brings us into the supernatural. And God becomes real to us when we move in faith and we believe that he is who he said he is. And I think the supernatural walk that I've had with God has kept me into God all these years. Because, you know, if you read the book, you'll see I have lost 6 brothers and sisters, my only child, and my mother and father. And when you go through those times, that's when God has to just really be real. But he can be that real and be as real as we will let him. Because faith, when we put our faith into God, said, I have discovered that we can move into the supernatural and believe the unbelievable to be possible.
I believe it's easier now than it's ever been before, simply because I believe heaven is drawing closer to earth.
Oh, I definitely believe that too, Sid. And I believe that, you know, when Jesus told the disciples to pray, the kingdom of God come within them in earth as they would be as in heaven. You think about that. I know people say that statement and that scripture and that word from God. But when you really think about the kingdom of the living God coming within us and being in us and moving in and through us, that is the supernatural, Sid. That causes supernatural things to happen.
Well, the supernatural should be natural for God's children. I want to take you back to age 17, because you had an experience at 17 in which you found out how serious God is about unforgiveness.
Oh, I surely did, Sid. It was, I never even thought that could be possible. I was working at that time with a female evangelist. And I was praying for the sick and working in the altar, and we hired an organist. And for some odd reason, she just, I don't know, she had an attitude problem toward me, and I never even to this day, I just still don't know why. And so I began to get some resentment in my heart toward her. So after one of the services on a Sunday, I went home. I was sitting on the side of the bed, and all of a sudden, the Lord took me into a vision of hell. And I'd never had a vision of hell before. And it was just awful. You know, it was people screaming and trying to get out of hell, and people were just like burning up, and it was just, I could see people with all different color hair, which I'd never seen on this earth before, and it was just things I'd never seen before. And when I come back to myself, I was still on the side, sitting on the side of the bed, but water was literally dripping off of my hands, and there was little puddles of water on the floor where the sweat from my hands and arms had just put the water on the floor. And then Jesus appeared to me, and he said, "Now, this is where you'll go for heaven, hate in your heart." And he called that lady by name. I never knew I had hate in my heart toward her. I didn't know it had turned into hate.
It must be a very fine line between resentment and hate.
There is, Sid, but the Lord called it hate. But you know, that one vision changed my life.
In what way? How are you different today as a result of that vision?
Well, people who know me would say to you, Sid, Loretta would go the 10th, 20th mile to keep from ever hurting a person. Because I realized that hate would take a person to that place.
And maybe that's what the Messiah meant when he said, this is my commandment, that you love one another.
Yes. And see, it's a challenge for all of us to love people all the time. And I think that's why the Word of God says the Holy Spirit sheds abroad the love of God in our heart. And you know, in the natural, I found myself not being able to really love her the way I knew I should have. But I just said, Holy Spirit, I can't do it, but you can. The Word of God says that's your job. And see, the Holy Spirit is the one also said that he does these things through us. People, you know, that hurt you, or you lose a lot of people who lose loved ones, they get resentment toward God. But see, the Holy Spirit can put that love in our heart to love God, to pull into God. Sometimes people say pull away from God, but we need to pull into God. And it's a challenge, but when we learn how to let the Holy Spirit help us to walk in the supernatural and to let God walk through us, we can do it.
Loretta, our time is slipping away today, but I've got a copy of your book. I love the title, Is Anybody Up There? I'm sure many can relate to that at various times and situations in our lives. But the thing that I loved about your book is the same anointing I sense as I'm speaking to you, I sense on every page of this book. And I can just picture people picking this book up and not even feeling the presence of God and saying, is anybody up there? And start reading the book, and the presence of God starts invading their life. People are being physically healed from reading her book, Is Anybody Up There? Available for a donation of $18. The book, Is Anybody Up There? If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.